And we welcome Laura Dwyer Sletke, councilwoman and longtime realtor. Hey, you're going to be able to sell houses again this week.
Oh, yeah, May 7th. I've already got appointments lined up. It's exciting. Sellers are getting antsy and buyers are getting antsy. So that's a relief to be able to go back to work.
So what have you been doing for 2 months? Have you been able to accomplish anything online?
Actually, I've been getting caught up on paperwork. Oh, yeah, there's a lot to do, and so I just kind of took the time to focus on some paperwork. And I mean, if someone wanted to see a house, I couldn't show it to them, but I would send them the information and get them lined up with what's out there so they could get acquainted with what they can buy for their money and line them up with lenders so they could be ready to roll when the governor let realtors do their thing. So what happens is on May 7th, we can show houses, but there can be no more than four people in the property at any one time. And we have to wear masks and do the proper social distancing thing, wash hands, all the common sense type of stuff, cough in your elbow. Are you getting tired of talking about COVID?
Oh, it's top of my list.
I'll tell you what, I'm tired of getting the emails and how concerned all these companies are about everybody. Companies that I like, I don't even know who they are, but they're concerned about me. I appreciate that.
Well, maybe that's a good thing, though.
Yeah. I will say one thing that I heard is Wells Fargo is tightening up their home equity line, which that's a concern because people tend to refinance to remodel their house, especially this time of year. I mean, this is the big time for, you know, kitchen remodels or exterior remodels or renovations or additions. And if lenders start tightening up their home equity line of credit, then we're going to see a downturn in renovations. Well, we've already seen that. We've seen a downturn in everything, but it will be even more difficult, more of a downturn. And apparently they're going to, all lending is going to look at higher credit scores and higher down payments when it comes to lending.
Well, that'll make it tougher, too.
It will make it tougher. It will make it tougher. I think that we'll see, we're certainly going to see an impact on the real estate market. And I think maybe by next Monday I'll have a better handle on that because we'll see how many people get out and show properties. I know that there have been some people violating the law and showing properties, and our association is going to go after those people. But I'll have a little bit more information for you on how what's going to happen with the market. It's I've been telling my sellers just to sit tight and hold on. And then we'll figure it out as time goes.
Yeah, it was not a good time to probably buy or sell?
Well, it will certainly be if you're already pre-approved for a loan, it will be a good time to buy. Or if you can get pre-approved, or if you can get approved for a loan, it'll be a good time to buy. Probably using lenders such as, if you use local lenders such as County National Bank, South Central Credit Union, CP Federal Credit Union, I use Mortgage One, and they've got connections to their secondary markets. Use someone local that you know. It will certainly be a lot more helpful than trying to go to the big boys like Wells Fargo or Chase or Quicken Loans. You'll have a better, this will be the time to be, you'll want to have that face-to-face with the lender so you know exactly what's going on and how long the process is going to take.
Rates are good right now, right?
Yeah, they are good if you can get the loan.
Right.
But we, I still had closings, deals that had been lined up in, they closed in April, and I've got a couple coming up in May that have been lined up. So they're still going forward. It's just taking a bit longer. It took a minute for the appraisers to figure out if they really wanted to go into a house that was occupied to appraise it. Because obviously the seller really couldn't leave, couldn't go anywhere, or some couldn't because of other reasons. But and then inspections. I mean, it was kind of tense for a while, just trying to find people who would do the work and take whatever they felt were the risks involved.
Yeah, tough call, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. But I think there's a lot of people with common sense who know to wash their hands, cough in their elbows, stay the social distancing, now wear the mask. That's one of the things as realtors, when we show homes, we have to treat it just as if we're going to the grocery store or into a public place and wear masks also.
So, Laura, do you think it'll just kind of come back slowly, or it's not going to explode out there Thursday, is it?
It depends on how quickly people get their jobs back. And I don't know that underwriters are going to rely on unemployment as a source of income to qualify for mortgages.
However, I
wouldn't think so, but I know that there are buyers out there and there are renters that have said, I've gotten my stimulus check and I want to buy a house, or I can move now because I have the security deposit. And of course, that to me as a landlord, that concerns me, because if they have to rely on a stimulus check in order to make a security deposit or meet their monthly obligation for rent, then are they going to be able to do it after the stimulus is over?
Yeah, the stimulus check is not coming every month.
No, I think, doesn't it end July 15th or something like that?
I think you get one and then...
Well, no, I'm talking about the $600, plus the $1,200 and all the money for the kids, but...
Right.
I'm talking about the $600 a week. I mean, there are people who I believe got it.
You're talking about the unemployment?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a whole other issue.
Yeah. Well, there's a bill pending, or there's a bill put on the table, which I'm hoping doesn't even get considered. And I'm told, based on who put the bill out there, that it won't get considered. But who knows? They want to give tenants free rent, or you, if you have a mortgage, you don't have to make your mortgage payment, but I, as a landlord or the lender, has to apply for the money from the government to get the reimbursed amount that the tenant didn't pay me for rent. But the tenant doesn't have to do anything. And then, but I, as a landlord, if I take the stimulus money, I have to commit to not raising my rents for 5 years, and I have to do all this stuff. Or the lender has to commit to doing all this stuff for 5 years. And it's just the burden is put on what they perceive to be the people with the money, which is not necessarily people with money. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. sounds odd.
It's interesting what's coming out of this, what the proposals are. I just worry about our debt, our national debt, for years to come. It's just going to be unbelievable.
Yeah.
But I think as far as real estate goes, there are people who think that because they're getting the stimulus money in addition to their unemployment, which is often more than maybe what they were making when they were working, that they now can afford a house. But I doubt that the mortgage companies are going to consider that. You can ask County National the question tomorrow when they're on your show.
That's a good. That will be a good question for them.
Yeah, ask them what they're considering when giving out mortgages.
So put your council hat on.
Okay. Well, we do have a new company that's looking at property in the city of Jackson, which is nice that you'll have bring in 30 good jobs. Or they're bringing 30 people with them, I think. The DDA and the Anchor Initiative is reaching out to the small businesses in the downtown area, trying to do what they can to help them to stay afloat, and a lot of the businesses are really struggling. Road construction moves forward. I'm going to be posting on my Facebook page and probably sending out a newsletter kind of addressing some of this stuff. But those roads that were done, like in my ward, on Higby and Durand and Thompson and Grinnell, I think. I can't remember which ones. No, Grinnell got done. Where they were done north of Michigan and didn't get to the ones, the parts of the south of Michigan, and those households are paying an assessment. Good news for them, those will get finished up later in the summer. And then there's other road construction going on. Franklin Street's going to be torn up, doing a complete road construction, water and road, from Brown to West Avenue, and those assessment letters just went out. What else is happening? Budget's coming up.
Well, the budget, is it going to be difficult or a nightmare?
Well, it's, what's the difference? I think it's going to be challenging, and you're going to probably see cuts. Employee cuts, we're not going to have a choice. We're getting hit. The city's lost sales tax. Well, first of all, income tax this year, next year. Sales, part of our sales tax that we get reimbursed from the state. Same with the gas tax. Not much gas tax are we paying on the low rates of gas. And then if property values go down, we'll get hit with a reduction in property taxes. So you kind of have to, I think the budget, you have to look at, I mean, you should be looking at it long-term anyways, but even more so we have to be looking at it with a magnifying glass for how, what's going to happen this year, next year, and the years to follow.
And you've got employees furloughed. Are they going to make it back?
I don't know. We're starting one-on-one conversations. Each council person is meeting with Jonathan Green and Bill Hones, our finance director, and going over the budget one-on-one. And then we'll do open meetings with everybody. And I'm not, hopefully by that time, we'll be able to all be in one room. What's this shutdown go through May 15th? Our next council meeting is the 12th. So, yeah, maybe we'll be able to figure out a way to do an open budget meeting where people can come and give their input, or maybe Jonathan's trying to figure out how to get it online so we can get input from citizens. I think the more comments we can get, the more effective we can be on that budgeting, because I certainly don't know all aspects. And I know that there are people who have retired from the city that often give me input on purchase of equipment and so on and so forth. So, you know, I would welcome any comment that anybody has on with regard to our budget. But it's going to be a tough one. It's really going to be a tough one.
Yeah, we'll talk to the mayor Wednesday about that budget, what it's going to be looking like.
Uh-huh. I think everybody's, I mean, not just the city, but all businesses are looking at their budgets. We're all stepping back and saying, how do we do business differently? And it's just like 2008, 9, and 10, when we had I called it the cleansing of America, where we all stopped buying two cars and having a boat in the driveway and maxing out our credit cards and the second mortgage on our house. We, you know, that was really a cleansing of America. We started saving and being more frugal. This one, I'm calling it another cleansing of America, where we're just stepping back and saying, how can we be more efficient on how we do things? And it's all good. It all ends up being, it's all for a reason.
We hope so.
Yeah, right. We've got the Fifth Ward seat. I think those applications are due by the 12th. You can go on thecityofjackson.org and make an application for that seat if somebody lives in that area and wants to get involved. Put in your application. And then, of course, the census is out there. I'm sure you've had a lot of people on about the census.
Yeah.
Well,
when do you do the interview for the Fifth Ward?
I don't think we've figured that out yet. We wanted to get the applications in. We'll probably talk about it at the council meeting on Tuesday, okay. a week from Tuesday, and figure out the next step. You know, it's being having to do everything online makes it a lot more challenging than doing it right there and having them come to the podium and asking questions and the interview process.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I bet you do. Well, and if she lifts the order and makes it a little bit more lenient for us to do meetings after the 15th, then I suspect that the proposal will be to wait and see what happens on the 15th before we decide when the interview process will happen.
And it's not likely you're going to jam people into the council chambers, right?
Well, if I recall, I wasn't on council the last time they had to appoint, when they appointed Kelsey to the seat. But if I recall, that room was packed.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They did. I think they did three rounds of interviews. Like, they didn't find somebody the first two, or they couldn't agree on somebody the first two, let's put it that way. And then finally the third round. And I know that third round is, I know I went to that one. For sure, and it was jam-packed in there. So I don't know. I guess if it got that big, we might have to go someplace like the Michigan Theater where you can spread people out.
Right.
You know, our council chambers can only hold so many people, especially if you have to social distance them.
This Thursday, though, the real estate market does, I guess, not totally open up, but pretty open.
We can't do open houses. Not sure why. I can go to Lowe's, but you can't come to an open house. We think it'd be easier to control an open house. It's interesting. I went to go to Lowe's on Friday. The line was out the door. Chris, you know how beautiful Friday was.
Right.
Nice hot day, sunny. And the line was, like, out into the parking lot. Unbelievable.
So you can show a house, but not an open house?
Correct.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I don't know if they think that there's going to be more than 10 people at open. I can't remember the last time I had more than 10 people at an open house in one fell swoop. But I would think that I could control that, but, hey, I'm not the governor. I'm just at least happy that she's let us go back to work and do our job.
Hey, thanks, Laura, for the visit.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Appreciate
it. We'll talk again.
Yep. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Laura Dwyer-Schletke, Thinking Real Estate.